This is WDUZ-FM Brilliant Green Bay and WDUZ-AM Green Bay, a Cumulus station.
It's Friday, Friday.
Air it out on the fan.
What if he whipped it out during a game?
Whoa, what?
Personal preferences on his ball, footballs.
What?
It's Bill Ridmour.
People are going to forget.
It's Rookie.
The tide has turned.
And it's Marcus Eversole.
You'll call us 25 years ago, man.
I don't want to age Bill and Rookie here, but, man, you could definitely tell it's a millennial from the baby boomers.
Different taste in music. In fact, actually, my taste in music is relatively similar to Bill's.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You got two black guys trapped
like
in white
all,
bodies.
I like all the new stuff.
Tweet the fan at WDUZ. Give us a call at 920-393-1075. Send us an email at thefan@cumulus.com.
I'll take your questions.
Let's get it started. It's time to air it out on the fan.
Hour number two, Air It Out Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. I'm Marcus, that's Bill, that's Rookie. It's 10:02 on a Friday, which means we're about 40 minutes away from the Friday Fish Fry presented by Village Green Golf Course and Restaurant. So we will do that at approximately 10:40. And, hey, Air It Out is sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? Right. So pick some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. JerMichael Finley, a great piece, Life After Football, some of the issues JerMichael dealt with post-NFL career. I mean, it's scary stuff, but it was a great story that needs to be heard and probably could be told many times over. But JerMichael Finley on the Players Tribune, if you have not checked that out already, do it. You want to read it. We link to it on thefan1075.com.
Yep.
And now would be a good time to visit with one JerMichael Finley, wouldn't you say?
I'd love to.
At 6'5", out of the University of Texas.
I'm going to pull it out the bag.
He was picked number 91 in the 2008 NFL draft.
This ain't Pop Warner, it's the NFL.
He wore number 88 for the green and gold.
You look good, you play good.
He played 6 years in the NFL.
You play good, you get paid good.
And probably has 223 catches and 20 touchdowns more than you do.
Yes, sir.
It's JerMichael Finley on The Fan.
J. Mike, great job with that piece on the Players Tribune, and looking forward to talking about it. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm awesome. How are you guys over there?
We're doing great.
Not too bad. Very interesting piece, JerMichael. What compelled you to put your thoughts on paper?
I was sitting back thinking, and I got asked plenty of times to tell my story, about my concussions in the NFL, about my career-ending hit. And I kept throwing it off, and I kept seeing guys, former guys going through issues, committing suicide, and guys active now playing through concussions. So I had to put my opinion to the story.
Now, J-Mike, I remember it's interesting because, of course, through the podcast and through appearances here on the show, you know, you've told these stories in the past, and we had little details about it, but never quite this much detail. I mean, you basically said if you didn't seek out help, like your wife was suggesting, you might have been one of those players 10 years from now that did commit suicide. I mean, that your words in there, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, man, and that was the thing. I had got told and asked plenty of times to, go to this clinic, go check it out. And then I had the CEO call me to the clinic. She was like, it'll be awesome. You should come out. So the next day I flew out, went to the clinic for 30 plus days. And, man, it was tremendous, man. I got tons of help. They truly reset my brain and started slowing my brain cells up because they was working too fast from all the collision. So, man, I'm feeling a ton better, and I couldn't ask for more.
How do they do that? How do they quote unquote reset your brain?
It's a new machine that's out. It's a new technology that's out. It's called neurofeedback, where they put sensors on your head, and you can play football with the game with this technology also, where if you got to focus for X amount of time. So I had to focus for 45 minutes, and where I had to slow down and think about things, and I can show you better than I can tell you, put it like that.
Okay. Now, I believe you said five concussions you had in your playing career. Was it one in college, four in the NFL?
Yes, sir.
And some of those were not in games either, just in practice?
Yeah, most of my concussions, the last two that came in 2013, that was the only concussions I really had in the game. Most of my concussions came in practice.
Now,
that's interesting.
Yeah, what's the protocol like in practice? I mean, in games they have a spotter now where they're always watching every play, helmet-to-helmet hits, and if they think you might have a concussion, they take you out of the game. What's it like in practice? Were those officially diagnosed?
Let's move up 5 yards. It's nothing diagnosed, not to my knowledge, not throwing anyone under the bus, but I never really got diagnosed. I had a busted my teeth went through my bottom lip.
Mm.
So that was one reason how I got off of the concussion. I was like, I just slipped and bust my mouth. But at the same time, I'm all woozy and dizzy in my head, and it's really no protocol in practice, man. It's insane.
Visiting with Jermichael Finley, and I think part of your story, Jermichael, which I think is could probably be told by a number of different former players or current players, for that matter, when it comes to the accepting or admitting that you may have a problem or a concussion even. We saw a story today about Luke Kuechly, who says, I'm done talking about concussions. Don't ask me about them anymore. Guys who haven't admitted having them. That's going to be a problem for a while, isn't it? Because of the nature of the game and the way you're brought up and you know, you're supposed to be ready at all times. That's going to be an ongoing issue, isn't it?
I think so, man. I think tons of guys, especially the high-paid guys, let the pride get in their way,
right?
And don't really go and confront the issue. Like the Luke Kuechly situation, he's getting pissed off because guys keep asking about concussions over and over. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and no one really cares about the name Luke Kuechly and he's at home struggling, I mean, you wish you had came and confronted it.
Mm-hmm. Jermichael, when you talk about, you know, resetting your brain and getting better and so you're not one of those guys 10 years down the road, is it all about the physical and toll that your body has taken? Or is part of that as well that you're retired from the game, you're out of the game by age 30, there's no longer Sundays, there's no longer that camaraderie in the locker room, the thing that you love most has been taken away from you. Is it not only the physical but the emotional part of it as well?
Oh, yeah, it's not the physical part. It's the, finding the routine, getting the schedule down. And the main part guys struggle with after the game is trying to find that high. That Sunday night or that Monday night football high of getting jacked up and getting ready to go to war with your brothers, and I think that's what guys struggle at after the game is continuous trying to find that high, and you'll never find that Sunday night football high ever again.
Well, you miss rolling around the streets of Green Bay with the windows down, blaring that Lil Wayne like you were talking about.
I had a dream the other day that I was driving to the stadium and I was jamming some Lil Wayne. So I do miss that Sunday that Sunday morning drive to the stadium. It was awesome, man.
Well, that's part of the problem. There's really nothing else in life that can compare to the competitive spirit of athletics at any level, and you miss it when it's not there, and you try to, I guess, replace that in some way, but it's awfully tough, isn't it?
It is awfully tough, man. And that was one of the reasons why I went to go get help at this clinic and try to, find my way in life and find that high again.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the best I ever felt, man, and I can't complain.
Well, what is that? What are you finding out that you like to do outside of football? Are you finding your quote-unquote high?
I am, man. Now I'm training kids now, man. I'm getting gyms going around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and man, and I'm getting I'm starting a little company. It's called the Champions Club, where we go out and help active and former players, you know what I mean, try to find their way in life, find the right entrepreneurs, find the right financial advisors, and show them how to, you know what I mean, maintain after the game.
JerMichael Finley here on The Fan. That's awesome. Glad to hear you're in a good place now. And, of course, we always appreciate having you on the show, and it's a great perspective on that. And to end on a lighter note is a good thing, because this is you sought out help, you got it, you're feeling good, and that's
great. Sound great, by the way.
And, yeah, you do. You sound great, look great. Sports Center we were watching the other day, so that's all good stuff. Before we let you go, we got our first taste of what it's going to be like with Martellus Bennett in the locker room, and he did not disappoint. He had great, entertaining stuff. He's just he's a character, and he makes it fun. And you know him well. Safe to say we can expect more of the same this season?
I think you guys just got a little glimpse of Martellus. I think this year will be epic with Martellus in the locker room. I think Rodgers will have a little – I think he'll open up Rodgers a little. I think he's going to – he'll get that personality out of Rodgers in the locker room itself. So I think the Packers made a heck of a move right there with that guy, because he's a comedian for sure.
He's having fun. Did you have enough fun when you were playing?
I did, man. I had a ton of it, and you know what I mean. I think with this guy coming in, they're gonna have a blast. I promise you.
Hey, you seem like a big hockey guy. Who you got in the Stanley Cup Finals, Pittsburgh or Nashville?
Just say you don't watch hockey.
I am not a hockey guy, man.
All right, how about the NBA? Who do you like in the finals?
I got to go with my Warriors, man. I don't think LeBron can hold up and get, you know what I mean, the big four. They added Kevin Durant, so it's going to be tough for the Cleveland Cavaliers for sure.
Well, you played AAU basketball with Martellus Bennett. Who was the better basketball player?
Oh, I got Martellus at basketball now.
Okay,
I'll take that. You can tell him that.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. We'll do that. J. Mike, great stuff again. Awesome job on the Players Tribune, and we'll look forward to visiting with you here sooner than later.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, JerMichael.
Former Packers tight end JerMichael Finley. Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, great on the Players Tribune. Did a nice job on Sports Center, and always does great with us here on The Fan.
But for us. Us three, Marcus, you in particular, myself also, we had a different perspective on that story because it kind of helped put some pieces of the puzzle together for us.
Mm-hmm.
Having a relationship with JerMichael post-playing days. And, look, I've seen him behave in some ways, and I know you have too. And so it's great to hear and see that he's gotten things together.
Right, and I was told that JerMichael was going out to California and he was going to do something like related to mental health.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked to him while he was out in California a couple
exactly.
times.
But I didn't know, you know, the extent of it and really how bad it was. And now I'm reading this and I'm like, okay, wow, there you go. He's at a mental health clinic.
Explains a lot too.
Yeah, it does.
And he told us too that you'll find out about it later. But this is, and he gave you very vague explanation of what was happening, but. He told us it would come out, and it has. That's great.
Yeah.
Sounded great.
Really, really good stuff.